Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, it is Friday, and on Friday we get hyperlocal with the managing editor of City View Magazine in Des Moines, Iowa, talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. It is, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Pitts Day. We should have that on the calendar somewhere.
Jeff Pitts Day. What a day. That would be a day.
And I was so impressed today when we made our connection that you were so Johnny on the spot.
Johnny on the spot.
Yes.
We decided it's an English term.
I think so. It just sounds British, doesn't it? I say he's Johnny on the spot. Have a cup of tea. Anyway, it just seems that way, but who knows?
We Googled it, though, and we're not sure. It's English or British.
We're not sure, but it just sounds that way.
Amen.
Jaunty. All right. So
jaunty.
Yes. Yes. It's.
Should we do the whole thing in an English
accent?
British accent.
British accent.
How is it? I can't actually do a Brit. I'll do it in pirate. You can do it in.
you do pirate.
I do pirate. Arr. Better than British. But no, I don't really do accents. It's not my. No.
You know, back in the day when I was doing, not in TV, but in radio, we had to acquire various accents for various commercials. So I thank my upbringing when I was a wee lad in the city of Detroit. I watched all kinds of Canadian and British television programs and... you know, and then Vic Morrow in Combat. That's where I perfected my German accent. With a little help from my grandmother, may she rest in peace. Her name was Ballschmiede. Yeah. Das ist gut, Ballschmiede. Anyway.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Moving on from accents. Yes,
meanwhile, back in Des Moines.
Oh, speaking of pirate accents, the Bucks play tonight and Saturday night.
They're at the Madhouse on...
The Madhouse on Hickman. They're taking on the Sioux City Musketeers.
Hate them. Yep. Bucks are tonight, right?
Bucks are tonight, 7 p.m. They also play Saturday night, tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Got it. Puck drops at 7.
Against, yes, sir.
Against Sioux City.
Sioux City.
Yeah.
The Musketeers.
What do they know?
I don't know.
We're going to beat them badly.
Badly.
Are they playing the same team tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh. Musketeers, both nights.
We'll probably run them out of town tonight, and they'll be too chicken to show up tomorrow.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
Also this weekend, girls basketball state tournament's going on.
Oh boy, yeah.
So this will be the finals this weekend, tonight, tomorrow night.
Very nice. That's at the Well downtown?
Downtown at the Well. Greater Des Moines Botanical Gardens having, what do they call it? Stroll Under the Dome.
Stroll Under the Dome.
They're going to have, they've done this before. We've talked about it before, but not in a while. They're having luminarias, lanterns, twinkle lights, plus drinks and food.
Oh, well, there we go. Drinks and food.
6 to 9.
And that's when?
This is tonight.
Oh, Friday night. Okay.
Yep. Friday night. That's a good Friday night.
Yeah. You can take your love interest and stroll under the dome. With twinkly
tropical
lights.
Paradise.
Yeah, it's nice and hot in there.
And, you know, steamy.
Steamy. And it just kind of gets the love juice jumping. You know what I mean? Love.
What accent is that?
That's my Detroit accent.
Oh, okay.
That was Midnight Blue.
Midnight Blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a real person?
Well, it was, sure. Yeah, it was me. I've told you that story where I had to fill in on a radio show in the overnight hours because the guy quit and I didn't want to use my real name, so I affected a persona of Midnight Blue, who is an African-American disc jockey. And, yeah, so that's what I was doing, baby.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Playing all the tunes for you, sweetheart. Anyway, yeah, Midnight Blue.
Iowa Deer Classics this week.
Oh, well, now, there you go.
This weekend, I should say.
What is really cool about the Iowa Deer Classic?
Yeah.
The people go wearing camo, so you can't see anybody. I mean, it's you go down there to the site, and there's like nobody there because they're all wearing camo. And, you know, those that aren't wearing camo, you can see them, but you can't see the folks not wearing camo.
Well, that's going to be hard to social distance.
I know. Well, you bump into somebody. Oh, I didn't see you. Well, yeah. I have a friend that will be there.
Yeah?
Yeah. My buddy and former business partner, Gail McKinney, will be there, and he will be there with the Iowa Sportsman magazine.
And, nice.
Yeah. So he has a booth, I know, at the event, and I don't know if he's going to be there, if he's got staff that's going to be doing that. But, yeah, the Iowa Sportsman magazine will be at the Iowa Deer Classic, and it's up in the air. I'll have to text him and see if he's going to be wearing camel or you know, camouflage, or if he wants to be seen. So we'll check that out.
I'm not sure I've seen a camo face mask yet. I'm sure they're making them, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, they'll be there. Trust me. All I see is your eyes. The rest of you is in camo. All right. Iowa Deer Classic. This
Playhouse has a couple plays going on. We've talked about these before, so I won't spend too much time on them. But Stuart Little will be playing through March 14th also. And that's more for kids. But for adults leaving Iowa,
you know, we had a mouse story yesterday on the news.
Oh?
Yeah, the mouse is leaving the house. Disney is closing down 200 retail stores in North America because you know, people are buying stuff online, and they say, why would we go to the expense of having brick and mortar when people can buy this stuff online? So they're reallocating funds to their online messaging. So there you go. Disney, the mouse, has left the house.
Or is being shipped to the house.
Yeah, right. See how we do that? See how a little alliteration there? And we go back into the business thing about Disney. It's just so fun. People expect us to just talk about stuff going on in the metro. And here we've talked about German accents and British accents and Midnight Blue
pirates.
And pirates and strolling through the dome and camouflage and now, you know, mouse stories. Just a wealth of stuff going on.
Hey, yes, there is. How about this one? When the messenger is hot.
Ooh.
That sounds like something.
Yeah. When the messenger is hot.
It's going on Saturday, Sunday night. This is an online. So this is Theater Midwest. It's a reading. And normally they would do it on stage, but right now they're doing everything online. So this would be, here's the hype for it. Josie's mother calls her from a bus stop in North Dakota.
Oh.
The hitch? Her mother died 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. Wow. That gives you just crinkles.
That's all I know about it. It's a good title and that's a good lead. So,
when the messenger is hot and mom calls, but she's been dead for 3 years.
That would be freaky.
That would be, yeah, it's a little more than freaky. Wow.
What would you do if that really happened?
I'd talk to her.
Be a nice talk, I guess.
Hey, how you doing, mom? Wow. All right.
So, yeah, there you go. TheaterMidwest.org. You can RSVP and watch it there.
Got it.
This Saturday and Sunday night. Also, Saturday night at Noche, the music of Linda Ronstadt.
Really?
Yeah. A group of musicians have kind of compiled some of the best of. As Gina Gedler, Jason Danielson, and company have teamed up to produce an evening of lifetime achievement music.
Gina Gedler, you know, we've
so you
talked
get the idea.
Yeah, we've talked about Gina Gedler in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep.
And she's at Noche often, it seems like.
Yes.
I see that name there a lot. So
the best of Linda Ronstadt.
Yep. And I'm sure they'll put their own spin on it. And
was she, oh boy, this is going back a ways. Was she with the Stone Ponies? Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies?
My knowledge of Linda Ronstadt is small.
Okay. All right. Well, I just had that flow through my stream of consciousness, and I'm going...
The Stone Ponies.
Stone Ponies. I think so. I think maybe, yeah. So, anyway.
Huh.
Noche.
Noche. Saturday night. Iowa plays Wisconsin Sunday. Battle of top 25 teams gearing up for March Madness. Also, next week, more basketball. The boys' Iowa State High School tournament starts.
Oh, boy.
So it's that time of year. Basketball, March Madness. Oh, you know, I forgot to mention, today is Cinco de Mayo. So.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. No, it's not. Cinco de Marcho.
Cinco de... Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, it's in May, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in May, obviously.
Sí, señor. Cinco de Marcho.
This is your two-month warning on Cinco de Marcho. It's your one-week warning on daylight savings time, March 14th.
Oh. Got it.
We like to keep people prepared.
So we do the springing back or forward or something next Sunday, right?
That's right. Spring backwards, fall forwards.
Got it. Okay. I never know.
It's the opposite, but I like to mix people up.
So well, whatever.
Create confusion as always. As frequently and effectively as possible.
Cinco de Marcho.
Cinco de Marcho. Fall forward, spring backwards.
Oh, God. All right. We've got the boys' basketball tournament next week.
Yes, sir, we do. Right. Also, this is a big deal. DMAC has their annual CI Live. It's a speaker series.
Right.
So they have a bunch of really good speakers coming in.
Back in the day, back when we were doing lots of local stuff here on the radio, on the local terrestrial radio station, Anthony Poston, who is the vice provost or the provost over there at DMAC West, would come in and he would chit-chat about this adventure. It's called CI Week. It is a totally free adventure. I mean, you don't have to pay for this. And they have stunning, stunning people come out to Iowa and speak and interact with the crowd. And it's really quite an amazing event, CI Week. Tony Poston, good guy.
Yeah, it's going to be a good thing. Yeah. So that's about all I have. Wednesday night, there's a trivia night at Smash Park.
I thought that was on Thursday nights.
I have Wednesday nights.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thursday night's at Teehees Comedy Club. It's an open mic. Yep.
Teehees on Thursday. Trivia. I tried to get my bride to go to Smash Park because I think last week or this week it was trivia night about Big Bang Theory.
That's right.
Yeah. And
she's the expert.
And she is the expert. I mean, she watches Big Bang Theory every single stinking night, every night.
Uh-huh.
And that one, I mean, probably five or six shows. I mean, she's steeped in the minutiae of Big Bang. Do you know what Trivia Night at Smash Park is about this time?
It's Name That Tune.
Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies.
So that, yeah, you'll...
I don't know. All right. Another.
My Name That Tune, I'm terrible at Name That Tune.
Yeah, when I was doing Top 40 radio back in the day, people always assumed that I knew the words of songs and that I knew who sang the songs because I was playing these things every single stinking day. And but I didn't pay much attention to the music. Right. I just really didn't, you know, I was kind of busy, you know, writing one-liners and, you know, doing other stuff, getting in trouble. And so I wasn't really paying attention to the lyrics. Although I did have a guy. He was our afternoon. No, he was our nighttime job. Charlie Chase. And I think he did afternoons for a while. Yeah. Charlie Chase was his name. His real name is Tim Bulkey. Still lives in Fort Dodge, as a matter of fact. And Charlie was an amazing talent. I mean, he knew songs, artists, years, words, labels. I mean, he was a remarkable talent for knowing that stuff. Me, I'm going, yeah, I don't know. I ask Charlie. So.
Right.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
That, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is the voice of Jeff Pitts. Jeff Pitts is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do in the metro on account of he works at City View. All right, well, that's a wrap for this week. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every workday, that would be Jeff Ramsey is our production coordinator. Yopi is licking my chin right now, as a matter of fact. Production coordinator is Chap Ramsey. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. Sales and marketing belongs to Aaron Libby. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.